Coach, 18-point lead at halftime, 20 at one point, and we were just talking, Tim and I, that with Ruffin, you held him under wraps, but you had to expect that sooner or later he was going to go off to some degree or another.
Well, we knew that he would have some points, but, you know, as I look down at the stat sheet, he got 23 points, but he took 18 shots to get them. He had seven turnovers, so we did a plenty good enough job on him. His penetration certainly hurt us in the second half. We didn't defend well in the second half, which was obvious by the number of points that they scored. Some of that was created by our turnovers. Some of it was our not good enough effort on the boards. But, you know, all in all, we played so well in the first half, there had to be a little bit of an adjustment. We weren't going to play like that for 40 straight minutes, and not because we're not good enough to, but we're just not ready to. You know, when you look down here and we're 28 of 31 from the foul line, we didn't miss a single free throw going down the stretch there. We only put them on the foul line nine times. You know, that's we turned them over 20 times. There's lots of good things about this game. We lost the lead. They came back and made a game of it. It got more interesting than it needed to. But I'm really proud of our team and proud of their effort and the way they played.
Especially down the stretch, as you talked about, the free throws were big down the stretch. And Beal had a nice drive, and Gordon had the pull-up jumper, and Foster hit some big shots for you down the stretch, too.
Well, we expect those guys to make the plays because those are the ones that have been in our program. But I thought Shane throughout the game was terrific, and as was AJ. But you know, again, it's just one of those things to where we've got to do a better job of playing with leads, but at the same time, there's a human nature element in this thing, and that's what you always battle. And human nature is to have a little bit of a letdown, and we certainly had one to start the second half.
This weekend, my first opportunity to see your club, and in particular Shane Foster, he's got a lot of ability, but his demeanor, he just seems to have a calming influence on your team.
Well, Shane makes big shots, and when we started struggling there in the second half to score points, you know, he just scored baskets. I mean, he just made them himself, and we didn't do a whole lot to help him, and he just created some baskets for us. But again, that's why he's such a good player, that's why we have a good team, because he's very good, and he's got some guys around him that are good.
Coach, just the tournament at large and kind of where your team is at five games in, are you making the kind of progress you'd like to see toward the ultimate goal?
Well, we certainly got better this week, Dave. We started the week with a game against Valparaiso, who came down here and won two games also. You know, I felt like from Tuesday to right now, we've gotten a lot better. Can we continue to get better? Certainly. But I felt like we made a lot of progress this week, and that's what we talked about as a staff and as a team. So I think there's a lot of room for growth. We've got very good listeners, very good coachable guys, but we're excited about our team. We feel good about this. You could really make a case that we might have played the four best teams in this tournament, because Austin Peay's a good team. Valparaiso's a good team. Utah State obviously got third, and Bradley's a very good team. So we feel good about our performance in this tournament, and we think that these teams that we've played will be teams that are heard from in their leagues as the season goes on.
All right, South Alabama coming up next. Some quick thoughts. I know you maybe haven't looked too far ahead yet, but
yeah, don't know too much about them. Fortunately, we've got a little bit of time here. We can go home and hopefully get home safely tomorrow and sort of get our bearings and then figure out where we have to go from here. But there are certainly some things that we need to get better at, and again, there were things we needed to get better at coming down here, and we have. So I feel confident that once we've identified those areas of weakness that we've got to address this week, our guys will go at it real hard.
Steps in the right direction and coming home with the hardware like you had hoped. That aside, in terms of the overall experience, the guys enjoy themselves here this week?
Yeah, the weather didn't cooperate with us, but that's just the way it goes. And anytime you have a chance to win a championship, it's special. I don't care if it's a tournament like this or certainly as you get into your league. We feel great and excited about winning this championship. And it's why you get into tournaments, so that you can try to win them. We were able to accomplish our objective in that regard.
The back-to-back night situation helpful too?
Well, it's helpful later. It's not necessarily helpful right now, but it's certainly helpful later. you know, you get into tournament play, whether it be conference tournament or NCAA tournament, and you play on shorter rest. And so an experience like this is very valuable for that.
All right. Hard-fought win tonight. Congratulations on the tournament championship.
All right, Dave. Thank you.